Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Culver. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Culver. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball four. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Tartabull scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Salmon scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wagner moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Petrocelli moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Foy moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Petrocelli moves to second. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Culver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver is 0 for 1 in the game. Culver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Santiago pinch runs for Bob Tillman. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santiago moves to third. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santiago scores. Smith moves to third. Lundborg moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom Kelly now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Lundborg moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lundborg scores. Tartabull scores. Conigliaro moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Ryan now catching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Bill Davis pinch hits for Tom Kelly. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner now pitching. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. John Wyatt now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.